Well, a little background about Josh and I. We are high school sweethearts, and we've been together since we were 16. And we faced a lot of seasons together, grown up together. And this is one season, these last 2 years, has really been about God. I'm a baby, so God pursuing us. And it has never been about me trying to be, I mean, it was for a little bit, me trying to be something for him, and he showed me very quickly that it wasn't about that. It was about him pursuing me. And he's confirmed himself and revealed himself so much. I mean, I could talk for hours about how he's done that for both of us. Josh is a little more stubborn than me. It's taken him a little longer to kind of let that trust in, but it's understandable, because one thing that he said to me is, he was like, you know, my whole life I've never thought about Jesus, really. So imagine how much that blows my mind. And I took it for granted, because, you know, I always thought about, I mean, I had color pictures for him when I was like 2 years old. You know, I didn't know life without him. And so I would encourage all of us to be patient with those around us who, even if they grew up in church, you know, that we got to have like more faith in the Holy Spirit to do his job, and to just build them up and keep speaking. And for you guys to pray for us, because we have so much going on in our family right now that it does get hard, and it's hard to stand in faith. But, you know, we do it, and we speak what we believe, what we know, not because we see it, but because we know. Facts can change, but the truth never changes. Mm-hmm. Jesus' truth, and just keep it up, because I've been through depression. He's been through terrible times. Like, we didn't even know how we were going to make it through. And we made it through. And when we got out, we were a little bit stronger, as Tim would say. Like, our mountain was no longer a mountain. And then, you know, but then it was a mountain again, and it looked completely different. And I understand that, because I've seen that happen over and over and over again in our lives. So, and I thank you guys, for those who have communicated with us, for yielding yourselves to God, because he has confirmed so many things through this body, through the worship, through the people here. He led us here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, he led us here. We tried to do our own way and go to somewhere else, and he, you know, he pulled us back here. So I thank you guys, and I thank him for bringing us this church.
2 years worth of going to churches. I mean, we went to 10 different churches, and some of them had good, some had flaws, some had good things, none of them were bad. But
just wasn't our home. It didn't feel like home.
It's not like
they weren't weird enough.
No. When I pull in to Gateway, I feel different. I've never felt warmer in my life. I appreciate the people that I have met, how warm and how open they were to talk to me, introduce themselves to me. It's just been a crazy rampage for 2 years with this one on getting here finally, but I can honestly say I'm very proud to call this my church. I feel awesome.
And just so everyone knows, Kim was here, what's her last
name? Kim Borowski. Mm-hmm.
She prayed for me that day, because I was going through like some terrible stuff, panic attacks, anxiety. God delivered me of that. So if you need prayer for that, I was given it, you know, freely, and I will give it freely too. I will pray for you, because I know what living hell that is.
Right.
And so I can relate. But Kim prophesied, she didn't even know Josh. She never met Josh. And she said that she's seen him in his deer stand.
Yes.
And I was like, what? Like, this is all new to me. Like, I went to a Methodist church. Nobody prophesied over anybody. I went to Pentecostal for a little bit and got, like, bruises from the tambourines from beating them so hard. But this was all new to me. And I was floored when I heard her, when I heard God speak mm-hmm. such truth through her. Mm-hmm. And what he said was, is he said that he's seen Josh and his dear Stan, well, God through her, what, you know, she said, that she's seen Josh and his dear Stan, and that he was meeting him there.
Yeah.
And that he was going to continue to pursue him there. You want this? Here's one. And she said that he was going to be the one sitting in this church at the end, after everything's done, just soaking up the glory of God, that that was going to be him. So I'm standing and believing in that, and I know that, you know, he might not be prepared for it, but he doesn't have to be, because none of us are.
So. She said the Lord was going to hit me in the deer
yeah.
stand.
And Audra probably remembers.
She's not one to let me go hunting without complaining. She said, you do all the hunting you want.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, dude, hall pass.
That's right. That's like, all right, two wins. I think this is win. But thank you, guys. I really appreciate everything. It's been an awesome run. I really like it. Enjoy myself.
I got to say what he whispered to me at the beginning. She's like, we were high school sweethearts, and we've been together for this whole time. And he leaned over and whispered in my ear, she's lucky.
All right. I am lucky.
I'll be lucky.
His mom is here with us today. That's Mary over there.
Hello. Well, y'all want to turn around and see the screen a little better?
Let's do it.
And you hold on to that microphone. Do you testify that, having sinned, you have received the grace of God, and repenting both of rebellion and self-righteousness, are daily seeking to set your hope fully on God's Son, Jesus, who loved you and gave his very life for you?
I do.
Do you accept the Holy Scriptures as the very words of God, the final authority for belief and action? And by God's grace, do you dedicate yourself to follow their instruction to the best of your ability?
I do.
And of course, my favorite one. Will you seek to pour yourself out in love for Jesus, for his precious blood-bought church, and for the world he came to save?
By God's grace, I will.
Okay, now you can turn this way. Do you recognize the holy charge that our Lord Christ has entrusted to us to love and disciple his most precious possession, his very own people? Okay, if you wish to show that you receive these before you into membership at this time, please stand.